The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show for the
My name is Justin.
I didn't know what we were doing there.
I thought we were just doing our scales.
I thought we were just moaning.
My name is Justin McElroy. I'm the oldest brother, and my name is impossible to put anything spooky into. I am like a Twitter handle. I've tried. Oh,
Dustin,
my, I've tried.
Dustin? No.
Keep go on this little journey.
Dustin, no, let me do it. Dustin Diamond.
Ooh.
The scariest cast member.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh my God, Bryce Dallas Howard.
I'm Travesty McElroy. Does that work? Is that something?
Like Travesty?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a Halloween. No, like Travesty. I don't think it's especially Halloween.
I'm Travis.
How about Ghoul Rat?
You're just doing a rebus, I think.
Ghoul Rat. Fins are kind of scary, right? Like it could be a shark's fin. Mummy
Roy.
Mummy Roy would work for any of us, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What's your name, little one?
I think it's Ghoul Rat Fin Mummy Rat. There's a second rat there.
That's his witness protection identity.
Mr. Mummy Rat, here's your milk. Thanks. Come inside, quick.
That's not how witness protection works, Kermit. Now you have to live here too.
I can't.
Yeah, you know too much.
You're not like in hiding.
Mummy Rat. Well, that's kind of a weird name. Oh, damn it! Not again.
I wish this was a better disguise.
I gotta stop witnessing murders around Halloween. They have fun there at the police department.
I think a pretty good movie would be about a Dracula that witnessed a murder on Halloween, and then they put him in witness protection, and he had to try to blend in like a new neighborhood where they couldn't know that he was Dracula.
Now, here's my question, Justin. Is the fact that he is a Dracula completely coincidental, or is it connected to the murder in some way? Like, did he see a wolfman get killed?
No.
That's racist, Travis. That you think you hear Dracula, and you think, oh, they probably did a murder.
No. I'm not saying the Dracula did the killing. I'm saying that he just witnessed another spooky character. Like, he maybe saw Boo Berry get killed.
No. This is the best part. It was a gangland mob slaying.
Ooh.
So now the mob is after Dracula. And then at the end of the movie, he's like, well, I try to blend in and play by the rules. He's got a cop partner. Uh-huh. I try to blend in and play by the rules, but it looks like I'm going to have to
play by the. Play by the ghouls.
Yep.
I try to play by the ghouls, but now I've got to do this one. And he puts on a big pair of sunglasses, like Drac style. And
nice.
Then the last 15 minutes is Dracula murdering an army of mobsters. And holy shit.
Trademark,
TM, TM,
no,
TM.
No, it doesn't work like that. Print out this podcast, print it out, all of the transcript, and then mail it to
and
yourself.
And I also, Justin, if I may leapfrog and add on here, I've been trying to restart the movement of novelty Halloween songs. Let me throw out Drac in Black, right? And that's the big, like, epic number that plays.
God, yes.
And so, like, you know, they used to be, like, surf rock, but now... What if, like, all Halloween novelty songs were, like, really, like, hardcore rap and, like, really, like, hard rock and death
metal? How about, can I hit you with this? Can I bounce this off you? Mm-hmm. Bitch, better have my mummy.
Nice. Nice, Griffin. Is that a Griffin original?
It's nothing.
It's nothing. It's not a thing?
It's like a cloud.
maybe, like, please hammer, don't haunt him? Is that, like, hardcore rap?
That works, too.
That's about as hardcore as it gets, Justin. You're begging for someone's life.
Don't spook me.
Another good one. Another really, really hardcore.
Tell the Jake to quit haunting you.
Really earning that explicit tag on iTunes.
You can't spook this.
Okay, uh-huh. So now you're just adding spook into...
Yeah, but like the first one wasn't an MC Hammer song, so I had to like do it again.
Okay.
Nice.
They call them second chance bits.
Yeah. This is welcome to second chance bits. Listen, this one about Don't Spook Me's got a deadline for tomorrow. Can we get a foster in here to take
these bits
to
are looking this? For their forever home.
Can you nurse this bit back to health? It needs daily medicine for its stomach problems.
Oh man.
It's shedding internally. Can you nurse this bit back to health? It's going to ruin your carpet.
Let's do our spooky Halloween episode, by which I mean we did not think to ask for Halloween questions. Ooh,
our lack of forethought. Our unpreparedness is haunting.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I'm serious about this.
No.
Why don't we ask for Halloween questions on Twitter right this second? Save these questions for next week. Ask for Halloween questions on Twitter right this second. Answer them as they come in. Rapid fire style.
I mean, everybody's going to be like, what should my costume be? I guess that'll be a fine bit. Like, we can talk about what the hot shit is for this year.
I'm going to put the tweet out real quick. You guys retweet it.
I was working on my podcast
late one night. Okay. I have tweeted that we need these questions. I'm going to answer the first one that comes in and just go ham on it.
I want to say this. I tweeted, we need questions. Hey, Jenny. First person to respond. I literally said, we need Halloween questions for an MBMBM. We were recording right now. And you tweeted, wear a shirt that says life and hand out lemons. Jenny.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's a Halloween costume idea.
Yeah, like that's not.
It's not even a question, Jenny.
No, it's barely a thought.
And then Jenny immediately said, wait, you weren't asking for costume ideas.
Okay, Jenny.
No. Oh, yeah. Open up the flow, baby.
Here they come.
Turn the handle. Here they come. Oh, yeah, baby. Any second now. Here we go. Timothy Johns asked, my birthday is on Halloween, so could you wish me a happy birthday? I guess technically a question, more of a demand.
Do we have the physical capability to do that? Yes. Next question.
Next question. Could we do that? This one comes in from October Name Change. What's the least sexy blank costume somebody could wear? Like sexy pirate, super sexy.
No joke. Christian messaged me 37 seconds ago. What's the worst sexy costume possible?
It's a hot topic right now. This is a hot button issue.
Can I hit you guys with this? First of all, 420, finally got one. Second of all, what about just sexy dick? And you're just a big dick? Because it's like, it's going to be sexy.
You're a big dick in like lingerie.
No. Well, yeah, maybe that is how you get the idea across. Although you'd look just silly, wouldn't you?
A little bit. Not
like,
sexy.
How do you sex up a dick? Like, it's already the sexiest thing.
Give it
thing.
A really, like, ripped abs. Just but that's, dick with that would, really defined pecs.
That's not where those go, though.
Your dick don't have those?
I'm just talking about a dope hog. And how do you, like, I guess,
maybe
like,
a sash that says world's sexiest dick.
That's good.
That's really
a great
good.
Costume.
On the nose. But don't put your sexy dick on anybody's nose.
How can you be sexy Star Wars? And this one's going to be also pretty conceptual.
Because you're not talking about a Star Wars specific character, but rather
I'm
the
not
concept.
Talking about Slave Leia. I'm not talking about Crotchless Han. I'm talking about sexy Star Wars.
They don't talk about that when he came out of the cryogenic freezing. Yeah, the carbonite that they'd frozen his crotch off.
His dick was, well, no, his crotch was there, but the crotch of his pant was gone. And it was just, let's just say, I shot first during that scene.
If you know what I mean.
Do you think that there will be a lot of sexy Bernie Sanders out there this year?
Like, you know there's going to be a million sexy Bernie Sanderses.
I heard that sexy Pizza Rat costume is already on sale.
Oh, yeah. It just sold out.
Oh, and it's gone. And it's stopped being funny. Damn. Just missed it.
Should you eat all the good candy first or save the best for last? That comes in from Carissa. Carissa.
Probably is this a good idea?
I don't know. We can at least milk it for a little bit.
I feel like we had very, very different candy storage ideas.
What was our concept there, Travis? What was your sort of plan?
Mine was very much I would hide it away until a mouse found it and then throw it all away.
Yeah. definitely a mouse-based economy.
Yeah, that was kind of the built-in expiration date of whether a corner of the bag was gone or not.
Yeah.
I ended up with a lot of, like the sprees where there's, like, three in a package. You know what I'm talking about? Like, a little paper package with three sprees, and it's almost like, what am I going to do with it? Like, is this even
with
worth
three sprees, yeah.
opening the thing? I would end up with, like, a pillowcase full of those. And just, like, you can't throw it away because it's candy and you're a little kid. You can't just, like, get candy whenever you want to. But also, at the same time, like, it weren't going anywhere inside me, for sure.
Can I read this one? Because it made me laugh when I read it. It's from Buick said, something like that. They said, "Witch cursed me with revolting rhythms. What does that mean, and how is it cured?" just take some zinc. That zinc usually out. Knocks them. Yeah. Usually knocks them right out.
It will take usually like two or three days for it to be fully flushed out. So, sorry.
You gotta piss a lot.
James asked this. I will be gone Halloween night, but I still want to leave out candy. How can I ensure that nobody just steals the whole bowl?
Not how any of this works. If I see a bowl with candy sitting on a stranger's doorstep, I'm going to do one of two things. Not touch it, because it could be an improvised explosive device, and I don't fuck with that. And the other thing it could be is that I will take all of it.
You know what? That's the other option.
Now that I'm an adult, looking back at like trick-or-treating and all the fears where people were like, they might put drugs in the candy. Now I'm an adult, and I realize like, who's this person who just has all these extra drugs lying around that they're going to waste on kids?
Right.
Yeah. Who's just like, oh, yeah, I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on drugs, and now I'm giving them away. And
that was hot. That shit was hilarious. Let's do some heroin to celebrate. Oh, no.
What poor forethought on my part.
We put all our good heroin into those apples that we gave kids.
Damn it. Well, I'm going to go shave. Aw, damn it, I can't do that either.
Ironically, as we learned from Supersize Me this whole time, the candy was the poison.
Mm-hmm.
Supersized Me. I got a question from Brendan. I don't get off work till after 11 on Halloween. Is that officially too late to engage in spookery? They have a name for that, Brendan, and it is Vandals. Like, you are a hooligan at that point.
They have another name for that. It is November.
Well, no, as long as you do something spooky before 11:59 and 59 seconds, you're good. But then...
It's basically, we're talking about a spooky purge.
Yeah.
All my favorite romantic comedies revolve around, like, a guy just trying to find a girl that he can spook before midnight. Just gotta find somebody to really sneak up behind him and give him a good scare.
Well, he was cursed, and he was told if he didn't spook by midnight, spook true love, true spook, he would die.
It's true.
It is true. That did happen. Called true That's spook. Not a movie. That's real life.
It was
life.
Called True Spook, that event in real life. Again, it wasn't a movie. It was a real event that we all refer to as True Spook.
You remember? I read about it on Snopes. This is from Dr. G. How do I make glasses work with my costume? I don't have contacts.
You got to play through the pain, baby.
I know this feel. I know how this works because I have a beard, and as a bearded man, you either have the option to, like, choose a costume that is spectacled, or you are, you know, Wolverine, but with glasses. You know what I mean? You're Dumbledore, but with glasses.
Oh, you're nerdy Wolverine.
Yeah.
No, I'm just Travis. I'm in a Wolverine thing.
But, like, everybody's got these things. Like, unless you're, like, a super, like, hot guy or girl, you are probably, like, every Halloween costume I think of, like, am I going to go as Wolverine? No, I'm going to go as Husky Wolverine. I want to go as like Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Picture Show? No, I'm going to go as Husky Frankenfurter. Like people have to know that this is just for laughs. You know, in the end, this is all for fun.
It's not though. It's serious. I met a couple of my neighbors last night, and they invited a few of us to their Halloween party. And like last night was the first time I met them, and this will be the second time I see them. And I imagine they're going to go hard. I don't know how hard they're going to be. And it's very stressful, this idea of costume, like, competition. The original plan is we're going to a drive-in and we're going to go see Hocus Pocus. Drive-in, you don't need a costume at the drive-in. But now it's...
Unless you
want to
cosplay as one of the sisters, Hocus or...
Yeah,
Hocus
I mean, check
Do my... Do you mean the Sanderson sisters?
Check my Najimi out. I said, hey, everybody, come around. check mine to Jimmy out.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd get a lot of use for this full body to Jimmy costume, but it is really paid off.
I used it for that bank robbery, and then I haven't touched it since.
She was so nice when she did the full nude cast for me.
So patient. It took me 2 or 3 tries.
She's a wonderful actress. She genuinely is a wonderful actress, and she can stand very still for long periods of time, which is very important.
She can play
important.
A nun. She very can play important. A witch. She is transformative.
Yeah. The weird thing about it is that after she lost some weight, she was nice enough to come back and take
Oh, she's
cast.
Done several
and
casts
by,
for
and
me,
by
yes.
nice enough to come back and take another cast? I mean, she was kind of insistent. On
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't want me running around without
hey,
the...
Hey, Griffin,
her,
this is...
She said,
this,
peek Najimmy.
Yo, G, this is your girl, Najimster, and I just want to let you know, I dropped a few LBs, and I'm going to swing by tomorrow around 3. I hope that works. Get the plaster ready, and I'm all shaved, all ready to go, and let's get this party started. Now, Jimmy out!
After the holidays, like after the Christmas New Year, and she put back on like 5 or 6 pounds, she wanted to do it again.
At 5 pounds, right, a 5-pound differential. She's like, let's get this bad boy going. Heat up the clay. Heat up the clay?
I have what? So many, like, just, it just looks like I've skinned several different
several
forms Najimmies. Of
Najimmies. Like Najimmy comes to my house, maybe it's like especially warm. And that's where she's decided to do her annual molting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real horror show.
What Halloween costumes did you have high hopes for that turned out terrible? That's from Jake. Oh,
fucking,
we don't have these.
Well, last year, Rachel and I did Bob and Linda Belcher. And so did Travis and Teresa. And so did our friend Bradbury and Liz. And I don't know how it worked for you guys, but nobody recognized us outside of a single... A trio of friends we ran into at a bar who dressed up like Bob and Linda, and there was a Gene there dressed up as B-Squatch. And that shit was dope. But otherwise, nobody... Like, I was on a bad streak there of putting a lot of effort in costumes and getting absolutely no recognition, which is why we do it. I showed up 1 year to a party and did some bar hopping as a contestant from Legends of the Hidden Temple, and I, like, bought a Blue Barracuda shirt, and I had, like, the gold helmet and the knee pads and everything. So fucking nobody... Nobody, zero buddies.
I most of mine really work. I'm pretty good at this whole Halloween costume.
But you can be good at putting together a costume and still not have anybody know who the fuck you are.
My
and that's
two
the worst
cheapest
in the world.
And best costumes that have ever like succeeded with people going, oh my god, I did Dexter, like in the height of the TV show. Being
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
that went
before it got shitty,
and it cost like zero money. And yeah. then I did Doug.
You just murdered some people.
Yeah. And I did Quail Man, and it only took me ruining a green sweater.
I, in my mid-teens, I saw the indie film Six String Samurai, about a guy who looked like Buddy Holly traveling around a wasteland with a sword and a guitar on his back. And I thought, man, that is a cool movie. So for Halloween that year, I dressed as, Husky Six String Samurai. And just ended up being, I didn't have a guitar at the time, so I was just a guy in a black suit with a sword on his back.
Well, then you're just Samurai Buddy Holly.
Not that anybody would have gotten it, like, the other way.
Oh, I know that one. Kind of art house. I'm into it.
Indie smash.
Yeah, costumes are a real nightmare. I have no idea what I'm going to be this year. 1 year, my best one was I went online and I bought a Plumbob that lit up, like, from The Sims. And I just put that on my head. I'm a Sim. Fuck you.
I actually think this may be the first year that I don't do anything. Like, I don't have any Halloween plans right now. I don't have anything on the books. This may be adult first, like, just hand out candy and do nothing.
Let me look around my office right now. I'm going to start listing off things. This will be fun. I'm going to start listing off shit I have in my office, and you can tell me what I can do with it, okay?
Okay.
I've got some foam baffling here.
Okay.
Foam
man.
I got a fake potted plant, looks like. I've got a green chalice that Dad got me for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It has kind of a fantasy theme. I've got a DJ Hero turntable.
Go as DJ Foam Plant Cup Man.
That didn't work.
Nope.
That wasn't a good... You know what? The worst part about that was it was both a bad costume and a bad bit. I would have been happy if either one had panned out. I would have been thrilled.
I'm looking at some tweets right now about Benghazi. Is there something there?
You go as Benghazi.
And I just cover myself with gauze?
Yeah.
And a name tag that says Ben?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I got a question from, I'm just picking one at random here. You know what there's a lot of questions about? Candy corn. A lot of people are really down on candy corn. I guess I just need to touch in with you guys about candy corn. What are your feelings on it? Me personally, I don't think it's as bad as everybody makes it out to be. You know, Sometimes it's got a satisfying chew, and it's got a waxy quality that I kind of like. I kind of feel like I'm punishing myself when I eat it, and I guess I really like it.
I think it's a real chore.
What do you think is a chore about it, Travis? Well, don't you like biting off the little segments and see if they have different flavors they don't?
I did, Justin, and then I became a man and put away such childish things. Now I only eat food for sustenance, to live. And it's candy corn is like eating sugary candles, and I don't have time for that shit. I eat my Soylent, and then I'm back out there working for money.
None of this is true,
grinding.
Right?
I'm out there grinding every day so that one day I can retire and pass it on to my kids. I don't have time to eat sugary candles.
Yeah.
But I do actually enjoy candy corn.
I think they are right. I like the pumpkin and chocolate variants.
I would like to make my own. Alton Brown taught me how to, and I've just never done it.
Seems like something you don't need to know.
I mean, it's never going to come up in a job interview, if that's what you mean.
You're wasting your time.
Which MBMBAM classic goof would make the best costume? And that's from The Davenporter.
Finally, something I care about. Classic bits.
I feel like this is dying out a little bit. I feel like maybe we need to pivot back to our regular.
It's too late now, Griffin. We're too deep in it. I can't see the beginning. We just got to work towards the other end.
If a trick-or-treater asks for gluten-free and or peanut-free, can I slam the door on them? That's from Zach.
Yeah. Peanut allergies. Those aren't a thing.
Hilarious.
Zach, what?
Well, they're still little. They'll bounce back from it. They just have to eat through it and come out the other end.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. But you don't get to order. Like, you're not placing an order for Halloween candy.
I'll have the asparagus and salmon. That sounds great. Thank you.
I'll wait here.
I'll wait here. Go prepare it.
And could I get a glass, hold the ice, of still water? Thank you. Still water, please. Not sparkling. Excellent.
This is from John. What's the protocol on touching trick-or-treaters as part of my costume/gimmick?
This is the most
important advice we're going to give. Don't do this thing.
Don't do any of this thing. This is the question. What costume could this person possibly be wearing where touching a trick-or-treater is like you just won't get what the costume is unless they are touching a trick-or-treater?
What's the character from Babes in Toyland? They're like catches kids in a giant net.
Kid getter. What about child spider? And it's a spider for children.
Oh, you're a spider. No. Watch.
No, look. Oh! You get it now? Oh, you're a child spider. Some sort of child spider, I'm guessing? Yeah, you got it.
Maybe you got it. Bozo the clown, and you have to keep redirecting the idiot kids towards the buckets in the grand prize game. Like, no dipshit, it's over there. You were so far off. I hate you.
Do people still do that where, like, you have to, like, go through
the grand prize game on Bozo Super Sunday Show? They do not.
No, I mean, like, a spooky haunted porch thing to get to that. Can't, like, walk through these plastic bags, and then you can have the candy. And it's like, man, listen, this is a simple one-in-one-out transaction. I say trick-or-treat, you hand me the candy. I say thank you, I leave the porch.
Jonathan's Monster tweeted, what's the worst Halloween costume-related goof/disaster you've had? Oh, had. I thought it said heard, because if it was heard, I was going to say that last question.
There's a question here from Arrogant Wanderer who says, my friends are celebrating Halloween as couples. They're all in relationships and want me to go. Should I? I'm single. The answer is absolutely yes.
Gotta get out there.
What do you mean they're celebrating as couples? Like, they're just going to get together in a circle as couples and be like, nice. Like, are they going to a party? Are they going to a scary movie? So, what do you mean?
They're probably just going together, like, to trick-or-treat together as couples, because you get twice the candy.
As adult couples holding giant bags.
We're adult couples, so we could carry all the candy we're hauling tonight. High five.
We don't even have to go back and switch out bags or nothing.
I love being married, and I love having a significant other in my life. The only thing that it has made harder is the costume thing, because it's like, there's a lot of things that I come up with are like, oh, that would be a killer costume for me, because it has to be the right fit. You know, it has to be something you can live with. But it a lot of times it's like really dynamic guy, and then so what? I'll just be in a dress or something. You know what I mean? Like or the reverse, right? Like if she dresses as Buffy and I'm gonna dress as like what, Xander? I'm gonna wear a Hawaiian shirt. Like I don't have
that problem because Teresa has been Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz since she was like six for every Halloween.
That's easy. So God,
she has a costume in storage. Halloween comes. It's Dorothy time, and God, then she puts it away for next year.
God, I wish I'd thought to do that.
Yeah.
Fuck, I wish I'd thought
to do
that.
Because at this point, it's just established. Like, it's not weird. Right. It's just the thing that she does.
If I try to do that in a couple, like, I'm an oddball. But if I've been doing it for years, it's like my thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish. God, that's smart.
It's genius.
I want to talk about the question that we addressed for a moment of Jonathan's monster about the worst Halloween costume related goof slash disaster you've had. Cause I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show, but the year I lived in Chicago, me and my roommates like went around the town. We went to a couple parties, and did it up Chicago style, baby, deep dish. Only I put off getting a Halloween costume until the day of. And so I went to the Halloween supply store next to the Trader Joe's, in Roscoe Village. And I rolled up there and it was pretty barren. And the only thing I could find that I enjoyed was the costume from Kick-Ass, the hit movie Kick-Ass and comic book Kick-Ass. So I bought it, but they didn't have my size. They only had a size smaller than I wore. I was like, oh, that's probably okay. But that costume is spandex, and it was basically what it was. So it kind of like turned my whole body into like some sort of dick museum. Like I was
with
so
like
proud.
Little lights highlighting it and the glass.
Yeah, and like
on.
A little placard like donated by Griffin. And it basically was just like, hey guys, how's it going? Nice to meet you. I'm real uncomfortable and I'm very cold. And yeah, thanks for asking. That is my dick. So I went to a party, the first party we went to, and I checked out the situation. And
everyone checked out your situation.
Yeah, it was a bad situation. So fortunately, I reached into the backpack that I had the foresight to bring in case that I did not feel confident enough to pull this bold look off. And I went in their bathroom and I put jeans on underneath the costume. And then I just looked like a weirdly dumpy-legged kick-ass. It was bad.
Like bad beat, Griff. It was like a bad beat.
It was a bad beat and a bad year, and the costume cost me like $60.
Last year, Teresa and I worked in a haunted house that was in a very rich family's garage. There's this company that like basically comes in and they throw big Halloween parties, and they build like really, let's say, thrown together haunted houses in people's garages. And Teresa and I were scaring in it, and an 8-year-old ballerina came out, walked up to me. I jumped out. Ooh! She looked at me, and reached up and smacked me real hard in the face.
Fuck yeah!
And then I had to like go up to my boss and complain about the 8-year-old ballerina that hit me in the face and how I didn't want to do it anymore.
Is it because you didn't scare her good enough?
No. Well, it was like her 8th time through. I think, you know, she'd seen it. She'd been around. She knows where the scares are.
Ah, I love that punk shit. That's dope. I mean, don't hit. Obviously, that's
please
like
don't
rule
hit.
That's rule number one for me, just like in life, guys. If you're listening, seriously, don't hit. But that shit rules.
Well, it's already demoralizing enough to be the person scaring in a haunted house because it's just like you like have it's not. I don't know what type of person does it and feels rewarded, though I imagine there are those people. But I do it, and I'm just like, ugh, I know. Like, best case scenario, I just scared the shit out of someone. Worst case scenario, I jumped out and went, ooh, and they just looked at me and walked past. Like, there's not a good feeling that can occur unless you scare someone and they go, oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank
I feel alive
for the
first time.
Wonderful spooking.
That was real top-notch spooking. Only now do I appreciate the things in life that have been empty to me before now. Thank you. You've made me realize how precious this thing we call life is.
I can now love. Great.
I can love for the first time. I must go talk to my ex-wife.
Sydney won't let me put up any spooky decorations, like anything that looks really scary. Like I found a hand that I wanted that had a sign in its hand that's like,
here's your sign.
Yeah, it says Bill Ingvall Zombie Bill Ingvall. Kill Ingvall, it was called. Mm-hmm. And
you've just triggered me. You've said my code phrase. I must go.
Wait,
do what
no,
you
No, I
want.
Must go. There's no leaving. I'm putting the rifle together as we speak. Goodbye.
Wait. This is important. What is it that in the context of this that you are going to go do, that you have to go do? And he just hung up.
I think he's gone. It's too late now.
It would be very unfortunate if the trigger phrase for him to go kill Bill Ingvall was kill Ingvall.
That's little on actually, the nose. Little on the nose.
Little bit on the nose, actually, Griffin.
Manchurian Candidate 2 is not very good.
No. The code word was like, you just had to work assassinate the president into a sentence, and then if they heard it, watch out, buddy, because then they were going to do that. Is he still off? Or?
Yeah, I think he's probably still going and doing his thing. Justin?
Yeah?
Are you going to take Charlie trick-or-treating this year?
You know, I've actually been thinking about that, Scraps, because I don't know. Last year we sat on the porch and handed out candy. That was fun. But I don't know if it's I don't want to be the people that the people with houses are thinking are just trying to run a scam for free candy. Like, we don't know where to buy candy at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be that guy.
I feel like how'd it go?
I can't. Okay. What are you talking about?
We're talking right now about taking baby Charlie trick-or-treating.
Yeah, whether or not I could take Charlie trick... Like, I think it would be fun to just go. I don't have one of those UNICEF boxes, so maybe I could tell people I'm collecting for UNICEF and just have, like, a bucket or, like, a Kroger bag. That they
I don't think she's
going to
get a lot out of it.
No.
Really? I was going to say she's, like, pretty on the ball for, like, what, one in 3 months? Like,
well, Griffin, if you could tell me what she would get a lot out of so I could leave my fucking house and not feel guilty about it,
yeah,
that would
just
be
like a,
fantastic.
Do you want a list of like 10 things? I can hook you up.
Like a Raffi concert?
I got what babies crave.
Griffin's been doing a lot of market research.
Let me tell you about
Dr.
some shit.
Spock hit me.
All right, a big old shiny balloon.
Nice.
That's one.
And you can't, you thought I couldn't even produce one, huh? What a surprise that must be.
She likes beards.
Nope, now that's too hard to get your hands on a real good one. On
a bowl of fake beards.
A bowl of fake beards is bad. It's a choking hazard. You got to think about non-choking hazards. Let me hit you with this. Goldfish crackers.
This has been our Halloween super special. We're going to cut it off here. Thanks for all the questions. It's time to go to the money zone.
Weird. I like this. This episode reminds me of those boxes of Nerds you used to get that had two flavors in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is.
Well, what if we did that? We spent a lot of time doing like My Brother, Me, and The Adventure Zone. What if we just did one episode and we called it The Adventure Brothers? Well, that's too close to the other thing, isn't it? Shit. Yes.
MeUndies is your place for getting things on you underneath the things that people see. That feels
underpants
so good.
Comfortable, it's spooky.
It's terrifying.
You like literally. You will be scared to underpants death.
It feels like I'm wearing some sort of ghostly shroud.
It feels like a mummy gently cupping my testicles.
All right.
They make the world's most comfortable gently. Underwear. Did you guys get lounge pants, or was it just me and Sid?
No, stop bragging about your fucking
like it's
lounge
you.
Pants.
Yeah, they're great. Hachi machi. Maybe if everybody tweeted at MeUndies and said, we love your product, we buy a lot of it if you'll send Travis and Griffin some lounge pants.
Hold our lounge pants hostage.
Yeah, emotional hostage.
Justin, when you wear the lounge pants, what kind of classic universal monster does it feel like is cupping your genitals and or buttocks?
It feels like they all decided to put aside their differences and agree on just this one thing for once to do something together. Yeah. Like they always
get out of here,
college.
Creature from the Black Lagoon. I want dry testicles.
They are right now, they're 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. And if you don't love them, your first pair is free.
Thanks for asking what Halloween monster it feels like is cupping my testicles, both of you.
Griffin.
You don't have the lounge pants.
Well, I have regular underwear.
Griffin, when you wear your MeUndies men's briefs, what does it feel like is cupping your testicles and or buttocks?
It feels like the classic Halloween monster, Death Man. You guys know about Death Man, right?
Remind
Tell me
all
about Death Man.
He's very oh my God, he's scary. Imagine, if you will, the green skin of a Frankenstein.
Uh-huh.
Sharp teeth of a wolfman, but two of the sharp teeth are longer, like a Dracula.
Okay.
And then he does have some bandages, but those are just covering wounds. They're not like his clothes. He has other regular clothes on. And if you see him, it's too late. Once you see him, you've initiated the bond.
Is he sexy?
He can be. Depends on what you're into, huh? I can't tell. And also, it depends on like what he's wearing and like how he's done his hair and if he's like been taking care of himself.
You can't discount confidence. That's so
right. I'm wearing like a shitty polo right now and some old jeans because I need to do laundry as soon as we're done. Like, I'm a little greasy because my fan's turned off in the room. Like, I'm not sexy right now. Can I get sexy? Sure. And the same is true with Deathman.
You know what? You're right. I didn't mean to pass it as just a blanket statement. Does he have the capacity to appear sexy
when he feels like everyone, it? Everyone does. Everyone does.
You know what? That's such a good point, Griffin.
Yeah.
What does he do to teens if he kept...
Well, I told you. Sex? Well, you see him. It forms the bond.
Uh-huh,
and once the bond is formed, it's unbroken until one of the two of you dies or until Thursday rolls around. On Thursday, it resets.
Thursday next? Or like, because like, is like the coming Thursday? Or is
it's
it?
It's the shitty thing, right, Trav? If you get bonded on Thursday, you got to wait until the next Thursday.
Oh, that sucks.
That's a week. Yeah.
That's the
but
worst.
But if it's like Wednesday night, like you
if
can
it's
probably
Wednesday
ride
and
it out.
You get, and there's this death man like knock on the door. Which is just like a regular knock, but there's a lot of wailing.
Uh-huh.
Then go, you can open it because like you only have like a few hours, so you're gonna have to deal with this fucking guy.
Mm-hmm. But do it before it turns midnight, or like it's the whole thing.
But watch out if he touches you. Don't let him touch. Don't let him.
What
touch
happens
you
if he touches
fingers.
You?
Oh boy, you are in for it.
Like what? What happens? Don't leave me in suspense.
Well, you're gonna start getting thinner.
Oh no! Wait, like unsettlingly thinner, like the movie Thinner?
No, not that fast, but you are going to lose a little bit of weight. But then
okay.
Halfway through the cycle, you're going to regain that weight and you're going to be back to the normal weight that you were.
Mm-hmm.
So frustrating.
It's really very, very frustrating because you just went out and bought those new pants for yourself that you liked so much. Guess what? You got to return those. And while you're on your way back to the Gap to return those pants, you get hit by a truck and die.
Oh, no.
No, what a twist.
That's how Deathman gets you.
One of the interesting things about Deathman is that I thought when you said his name, which if I recall correctly is Deathman, would like his touch would like kill you, like it would kill you to touch him.
It does.
But like very indirect, it's very like Final Destination stuff.
It is if the Final Destination, if every death in the movie was like, guys, we gotta stop returning these pants. Just to eat the loss, okay? No,
I thought you said we were heading home. Oh, yeah, I just remember we had to return some jeans at the Gap. No!
They don't even get any cash. They give you store credit. Yeah, that's as good as cash, idiot. Anyway, that was a good bit. And the next, we'll see if we can get something good out of this. I want to tell you guys about, I've been waiting to talk about Blue Apron. Blue Apron is this meal delivery service. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron sends you fresh ingredients, perfectly proportioned, making cooking healthy meals really easy and fun. Each balanced meal is 500 to 700 calories per serving. You can get stuff like spicy Korean chicken wings, brie and pear grilled cheese sandwiches, catfish piccata, and fresh fettuccine. It's amazing, and I have to say, I am a Blue Apron subscriber. I don't remember if I was last time we advertised with them, and it has no fucking kidding, guys. It has changed the game.
Right?
It has changed.
It changes the game, right?
I love cooking, but I'm not the kind of person that goes out and buys like ingredients to cook specific meals. I just buy like the same shit every time I go to the grocery store, and they've changed the game. Like, I've cooked stuff that I didn't even know existed. I've cooked like weird grains that I don't even know the name of now, but like are delicious, and I cooked them. I cooked vegetables.
The spiced pork chops.
Oh yeah!
Hell yeah! We got those spiced pork chops. That was the best. Yeah, that's
slaw with hops in them.
Oh yeah!
Yeah, there's like an Oktoberfest like meal. It's really amazing. It has changed
the chicken. Is it the
tartar spiced chicken?
Yeah,
the tartar spiced chicken is really good. There was like a some sort of like a shrimp like low boil thing that I did week. Like it's really, really good food. It's really healthy, and I'm cooking more than I've ever cooked in my life, and I'm like getting better at cooking, and like it is all around like the best thing I have done
and
for
and not
for
only that
this year.
But this is a new thing that I noticed just from being a customer, that they've started to offer more and more like child friendly options. Not that anything they had before I thought was like a child would hate this, but you know, maybe you got a little bit more of a picky eater, you want something that's a little, they have that now.
Yeah,
like they're doing it, they're covering it, they're doing
really,
it all.
I could go on and on and on and on.
And we will.
And we will. Here we go. One time I made ramen. It was crazy.
It was
anyway.
So good. The lobster roll?
Yeah. And okay, we got to stop.
Oh, God.
You can check out this week's menu, and you can get your first two meals free if you go to blueapron.com/mybrother. Seriously, let's change the game. It's real good stuff.
This next message,
you will not regret it. Oh.
This next message is for future Jazz, and the message is from past Jazz. So it didn't ship, did it? We both knew that was a possibility. You did everything in your power to make it happen. Cheer up. Just remember, it's on them. So rock out and remember the only thing you can control is if your job is done on time.
What do you think this is? This
probably really organ wild. Transplant stuff.
Oh, my God. High stakes.
Yeah. Listen, I thought Jazz, don't, like a, Jazz don't play.
I thought maybe it was Jace, like short for Jason.
Well, maybe Jace. That's because you don't know Jazz, right?
I think maybe Jace.
It's not.
Maybe
it's Jazz. Maybe short for Jasmine.
Okay, maybe Jazz is like a game developer.
Ooh.
And like their game didn't ship on time.
That would be a hell of a thing.
What if it's? Oh, what if it's about taxes?
And what
Jazz
does that mean?
Like she didn't send. Jazz didn't send like the taxes in on time, and now the government is hunting Jazz across this great land of ours. And the irony is that as Jazz uses like our highway system and goes through the national parks to hide, like Jazz is using all of the things that Jazz's taxes aren't paying
for. Jazz, it's on you.
How ironic.
Here's another message. It's for Swamp Master Sebastian, and it's from Turbo Lady. Holy shit, this is great so far. Turbo Lady says to Swamp Master Sebastian, happy birthday, boo.
I think it's happy birthday, boo.
Happy birthday. Boom, I'm a ghost. Since I couldn't find you a real-life telekinetic salamander with a disembodied voice of Jeff Bridges, were both of them on peyote when this message was written?
Or just us?
Or just us. Am I on peyote right now?
Are we recording?
Oh, my God. This isn't a mic. It's a snake.
I've been talking to a conch shell this whole time.
Oh, my God. Because I couldn't find you a real-life telekinetic salamander with the disembodied voice of Jeff Bridges, I got you something just as spectacular, a birthday message from the brothers. I hope your 39th year is even better than the last 38. Here's to a lifetime of adventures, disasters, and mabim-bam-fueled road trips. Love your lady. And also, love your lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
That's nice.
When you're just like neck deep in a peyote fever dream,
mm-hmm.
And you're just like following the spirit veins of the world back to the center of it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's real important that you have a good lover by your side.
When you're in the sweat lodge, might as well sweat lodge for two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't just build that sweat lodge for one.
No, make it big.
When you're in the black lodge and you're Audrey looking for Agent Cooper,
mm-hmm.
You find him.
When you're staying at Great Wolf Lodge and you're in the water park, get passes for two. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's just cheaper if you just get passes for one and you're doing magic quests and stuff. But, like, why not get two wands and then you and your lady can both do magic quests?
That's a great.
As opposed to just making her wait in the car. That's really fucked up.
And maybe the first time, because you want to scout it out yourself before, like, you do. Because what if it's not fun?
So you know where all the best, and you want to know where all the good spells are.
Yeah, but I mean, don't, like, no more than a half hour tops. Like, then go get her and be like, it's safe, come on in.
It's safe, there's no mummies or death men. Death man's not here now, so you're safe.
I took care of him. He did touch me. We have to keep these pants.
Deathman doesn't. Here's one thing. Deathman doesn't have any money. How is he even going to get into Great Wolf Lodge?
Well, you can just walk in.
You're safe there. You're safe at other places. You're safe. Movie theaters, in the theater. He's not going to go in there. He doesn't have any money.
Not since the divorce.
Not since the divorce. It was really, really hard on Deathman.
He's had a tough time.
You know who he was married to?
Who?
Dracula.
Whoa.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. And so I think that there's maybe like a little bit of chip on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody knows Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Biz.
And I'm Teresa.
And we host One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. We say all the horrible things about having kids, so you don't have to.
And you can come across as the magical vessel Pinterest perfect parent society wants you to be.
One bad mother. Because this is hard and nobody gives a
check us out on iTunes and MaximumFun.org.
I want to make a point.
Okay.
We said we're going to split this episode in twain. Right now, there would be absolutely nothing crazier than an episode of this program.
10 minutes left.
It's 50 minutes of Halloween content and 10 minutes of non-Halloween content for, I guess, for non-observers to try to make it like a pan-religious thing. Yeah. No, oh, don't worry. We have a non-Halloween option.
That's just, it's weird. It's weird.
Step we have way done. To the back.
Can I change a Yahoo to be Halloween themed? Oh, this, okay. This one's about fear.
Perfect.
How about this? This one was sent in by Zoe Kinski. Thank you, Zoe. Climbing that ladder. It's by a Yahoo Answers user. Anonymous. They ask. Jarmusch asks. Silly, irrational fears and how to overcome them? I can't remember when I first found out about this fear, but it feels like I've been suffering from it for years. It was rational, it would be okay, but it's far from rational. Basically, I'm absolutely terrified slash disturbed slash repulsed by the extinct shark called Megalodon. Nope, not great whites or any living shark, just a long dead fish. It wasn't a huge problem, as I could avoid seeing, hearing anything about the creature pretty easily. That is, until I went to South Carolina, and there was a skeleton recast there, and that was enough to get me to weeping. My friends, even after explaining it to them, found this hilarious, and have since been sending me funny Megalodon pictures anyway they can, despite it frightening the hell out of me. They say it is a stupid fear, and I need grow up, and I know they are right, but that doesn't stop the hysterics, the panic, the tears, the nightmares. How can I overcome this? I feel like the more exposure I get to the extinct animal, the more hypersensitive I become.
The fact that you encountered a megalodon, even though you know you have a paralyzing fear of megalodons, is insane. Do you know how easy it is to avoid megalodon-related content?
Just check on Yelp and look where it says megalodon statue, yes or no.
Yes or no, and then if it says yes, just don't go there.
And also, can I say, gold star friends, when they see you weeping at the site, and they're like, let's send her some photos.
Looks like we found a glowing weak point. It's this giant old-ass fish.
Wow.
Guys, if I saw somebody weeping at the skeleton of a megalodon, I would laugh like a misinformed racist man at a Don Rickles show.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
The only way you can turn that is like somebody comes up to you and are you crying? You go, yeah, I'm just sad they're all gone. Such a sad story.
Beautiful, beautiful, great, monstrous.
Beautiful creatures.
This beautiful, beautiful Lovecraftian hell monster.
Oh, if only. I just wonder what it would have been like if I could have met him while they were alive.
Can I devil's advocate here real quick? I fucking get it. Imagine being a caveman person or something. You're swimming in the ocean, having a beach party. You see one of those things, as soon as you see one of those things, you're done. Their mouths are so big.
I just want to jump in and say that Caveman Beach Party USA is already copyrighted by my brother.
Copyrighted, mailed it to myself. Death Man, Caveman Beach Party, and the other thing that we said we were going to copyright, Dracula Cop, all definitely, definitely copywritten.
Biteless Protection Program. That's probably what I would call it.
Oh, nice.
That was fucking
good. Under the cover of night?
What? Well, did you hear when I said biteless protection?
No, I'm giving you a tagline. That's the tagline.
Okay.
Undercover of night is the tagline.
Well, you guys did the title and the tagline, so I guess I'll just do the whole script.
The tagline is, he's wearing a cape behind the drapes. Biteless protection program.
Colon.
Undercover of night. He's like peeking through the drapes.
Oh, and his partner's name is Knight with a K.
Fuck, this is a good movie.
Yes!
Can we get a plot line in there about how he's recently divorced from Death Man and how it's hard on him?
Yes, we can, Griffin. Crossover hit of the summer. And also, Deadpool is there.
Yeah. Is Megalodon... They were just king shit of fuck mountain, huh? Like, I'm trying to imagine, like...
No way he's going to step to him.
Like, we're at the top of the food chain, right? But a shark will still eat our ass, because if we get careless for, like, a second, right.
If we do anything seal-like.
Right. Nothing can eat a megalodon.
Except a bigger megalodon. Right.
Okay, but still a megalodon.
Super megalodon.
Were they just on top of shit? Were they just sort of rule? How did they go extinct? That's the ultimate carelessness.
They just became whales.
Well, I don't think that's just sort of scientifically sound. I think the more logical thing is that they thought it was so sweet when they ate stuff, mm-hmm. that because it was that they ate too much stuff.
And
more stuff to eat. You know what I mean?
They creosoted.
Yeah.
What? They got the megalobites.
Sure. Sure. Hi, I'm Kilford Brimley.
Fuck it. Oh wait, what about Krilford Brimley? That's pretty good.
Krilford Brimley. Let me try again. Hi, I'm Krilford Brimley.
Oh fuck. That's good.
Drill.
Can I do another Yahoo since I didn't get to do any of the whole show?
Yeah. As long as it's like spooky.
Yeah, this make one's it spooky. Bats are pretty spooky, right?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. That's good.
Okay, this one is sent in by game recognized game Rachel Sperling. Thank you, Rachel. It's by Yahoo Answers user Mother Green, who asks, what would Batman think of marijuana? Would he look down on people who use it? This is like a random question that popped in my head. Also, I'm bored.
Nice.
That's good.
Spooky. Like, what would he think of people with anxiety using it or any other medical condition? That's a really interesting twist there, because at first you hear the question, you're like, I don't know if he likes to party or not. This is a tough question. But then he adds another layer of, what if you needed it? What if it was medical herb?
Riddle me this, Batman. What do you think of that dank herb, but for medical use?
I think it all depends on what else you're doing. Like,
that's a good answer, Batman.
Marijuana seems like a low-hanging fruit, but if the Penguin's like, I wear this monocle for my glaucoma, like, and he also smokes pot, I think he's going to try to bust it no matter what.
I thought
he will probably add it to the list of charges.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If he runs into the Penguin and he's smoking that big fat old Kush rod, and he slaps it, and he's like, "What the fuck? We're in Portland. It's totally." He's like, "No, it's for the robberies."
Okay, good point.
I did do those.
Do you want to just like chill for a while before we go? Though I don't think I can handle prison right now.
I kind of melted freaked back out into the Riddler there.
A little bit there. A little bit. Touch.
Which Batman villain would you... Okay, listen. Uh-huh. Listen.
Uh-huh.
For once, which Batman villain would you most want to get high with?
Poison Ivy.
Nice.
Oh my God, Travis got it in one. The kush that she grew would be super fun.
You're running a little low on that sweet air, but allow me grow powers. I don't know what she
do
has.
Do all Batman villains have the same voice in our universe?
Listen, it's me, Harvey Dent. Yeah.
I'm that black mask fellow. What's his name?
I'm Clayface. Did you hear the news? Let's get sticky. It's me, Mr. Freeze. Ooh.
I've gone from Mr. Freeze to Mr. Chill. Because of the weed.
I bet he could hotbox in that helmet.
Well, Bane's got it just flowing. He's just got like an extract.
Bones just got that shit, that THC juice.
Hey, guys. What if it was called Man Bat?
You know what would be the worst? Fucking Mad Hatter. Can you chill? You know what would be even worse? Scarecrow. Did you guys hear any cops? Fuck off, Scarecrow. That's not funny.
Freaking me out.
Hate you, Scarecrow.
Calendar Man's just like, hey guys, guess what day it is? Are you about to say April 20th? Yeah. How did you guess?
Yeah.
How did you guess I was going to say April 20th?
We're dodging the question, would Batman be down with it?
And the problem is you give it to Catwoman, she just bats it around. You know what I mean? Okay. She goes crazy.
Okay. Would Batman be into it or not?
You know what? He studied. I bet he's down. I bet he's down.
Okay. But you're going to have to give me something more than that.
I'm just saying that like he studied with Ra's al Ghul, right?
Right.
So I'm
no,
just saying,
that fool likes to party.
That's what I'm saying. You're telling me that when he was hanging out like in a Tibetan monastery thing, that he wasn't also like, and now we must enter a meditative state. Plus bass. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm just saying that I think Batman's down.
That's
but
how it happens
but,
in most monasteries. Yeah, Trav. That's how they do it.
But there. I bet that he would get really mad if he caught Robin doing it. Like, really, you know, kind of a hypocritical kind of thing.
Alfred, quick, I need GPS coordinates on Franklin Factories. Okay, hold on.
Hold up.
Yep. Where is my iPhone?
Can you slow down and spell that for me, my dude?
Hey Siri, where's the Franklin Factory? Let me find that for you, Bongmaster 5000. hold up. I did that as a joke.
Fucking Steve Jobs, right? Okay,
yeah,
hold on.
Yeah, he's played a good prank on me.
Alfred, I'm dead. Not again.
Oh, damn.
So this has been My Brother, and Me. It's an advice show for the modern era.
Boo-boo
Fuck, this
again.
Episode was scary. Yeah, very scary. A very creepy episode of our show. Hey, let's keep this this holiday spirit going, huh?
Yeah. You want to tell the people good news?
Good news. Let me pour you all a glass of good news. Hold on.
Pour me a glass of good news. Did you see the person who made somebody made ginger beer and they were looking for a name for their brand of ginger beer and they called it good news.
Nice.
That's tight.
Yeah, Sindre. It looks like this gentleman's name is, but my Anglo-Saxon tongue probably stumbled.
Butchered that.
Yeah.
Tell them the good news.
Good news is Candle Night 2015. It is happening.
Tell them when and where.
December 21st.
That's a Monday.
That's a Monday at the Big Sandy Superstore Arena.
Monday.
We sold out the arena already.
Arena.
We did not sell it out. I should point out all the tickets are still available.
Still available. This good news is we're doing it on a Monday, so like everything in Heinz will be open, unlike last time when everything was closed. So everything will be open. It's December 21st, 8 p.m. The plan is right now to put tickets on sale on Friday, but you can check out our Twitter account, or which is MBMBAM, or Facebook, whatever,
to find out.
As soon as we have details, we'll get you a link and everything.
I do not anticipate that it will sell out as quickly as our New York show sold out and some of our Pacific Northwest shows sold out. So I guess you have a little time. It won't require.
But there's
the
no telling
frantic...
sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's going to be real fun. It's going to be a holiday treat.
It's at a different venue from last year, so I know.
So you'll be able to hear
issues.
Our human voices.
Yeah, you'll be
definitely.
Able to hear us talk. Sawbones will be doing a show there. Maybe some other special guests. It's hard to say. It's gonna be
I feel like you should tell them what the other special guest is going to be.
Well, at least
I feel
one
like
of
you
them.
Should throw your fucking hat over the fence.
Well, I haven't checked yet. I'm not sure. I haven't checked with the special guests yet.
Okay.
See if they can do it.
Get that hat ready to throw it.
Yeah, I will. So that's going to be... We don't have ticket details yet, like I said, but they'll be on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. Plan is loosely this Friday to go on sale. But if you're you're going to be traveling through the area or you want to come, it's fun. It's in our hometown. We can tell you some cool places to go. We had a blast last year. It was one of the dumbest nights of my entire life.
It was
great. Really, really stupid. And it's going to pop off again this year. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. Candle Nights.
Check it out. 2015.
It's a pan-religious, pan-sexual, personal pan holiday for you, the people, and we want you to come celebrate it with us.
We
it's
love you.
Real good. Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters, who used for a theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's going to make a great Halloween gift. Put it on at your Halloween parties. There's probably some spooky undertones there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. And also go listen to the other Maximum Fun shows. We got other shows we do, like The Adventure Zone. We got Sawbones that Justin does with his wife Sydney, who's a doctor. It's a very funny, very informative, very wonderful show. We got Bunker Buddies. Travis does with his buddy Andy. Travis kind of produces kind of guests on Can I Pet Your Dog? And then there's other shows that we don't do. Did I forget? We have so many fucking irons in the fire. Did I forget projects on them?
I also produce Baby Geniuses, and they just had their 100th episode with Kristen Schaal. It's really, really good. Highly recommend it. It's a great starting place. There's a best of and everything mixed into it that I edited and did a really great job with. Go check that out.
Travis. There's other shows, though, like Jordan Jesse Go. There's Stop Podcasting Yourself, Throwing Shade. There's Pop Rocket. There's One Bad Mother. There's Lady to Lady. Lots of really, really great shows. You can find them all at MaximumFun.org.
We haven't mentioned in a while, but if you get a second, if you could go on iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe, it only takes a second, and it bumps us on up them charts.
Yeah. Got to get up those charts. Oh, my God.
Oh, also, if you get a second, could you go check out Trends Like These, the show I do with my friend Brent, where we talk about the stories that are trending on the internet and help you make sense of really weird stuff.
Justin has a show he does with his buddy Dwight called Things I Bought at Sheetz. It's a food review quiz show. You can find it on YouTube.
Yeah. It's on YouTube. Just search for it.
Go check it out.
Sheetz Show. Is that right?
Sheetz with a Z, show.com.
Great.
Sheetzshow.com.
And one last plug, Justin and I probably have a new episode of Monster Factory out today. It's a video we do at Polygon where we make ugly characters in games.
Please do us a solid. If you like those as much as some people seem to, please tweet about it and tell your friends to do the same so we can justify spending way too much time on them.
Oh, God, so much time. That's it. Thank you all very, very, very much. We love you. Anything I'm forgetting?
You have to read the last question.
Oh, yeah. This last question was sent in by Level 9000 Yadru Druid, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yadru Answers user, another anonymous person. Sharmus asks.
Nice.
Coffee, it's become the man's soul's fuel.
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
We're Dave and Graham, and we host Stop Podcasting Yourself.
We started this podcast back in 2008, before podcasts had to have any kind of concept, so we don't really know how to describe it.
It's kind of like going to the barber shop if your barber knew all about the first season of the show Elf.
It's like a 90-minute massage where the masseuse is two people talking to each other with a third person.
It's like the Monsters of Metal tour, only quieter, no music, and just talking.
It's like a makeout session, but without the lips touching, they just talk a lot.
Download Stop Podcasting Yourself from iTunes or MaximumFun.org.